Perseverance, building bridges, and not gloating. State Senator Pramila Jayapal and State Representative Brady Walkinshaw say those are the lessons they learned working across party lines in the Washington State Legislature. They say those lessons could serve them well in a hyper-partisan Congress. The two are competing to represent the state's 7th congressional district. It runs from Edmonds through most of Seattle and goes as far south as Vashon Island. KUOW's Amy Radle has more on the race.
Brady Walkinshaw says dozens of professions exclude people with criminal convictions. And of the 8,000 people released from prison each year in Washington, 42% go back within 1 year. Those statistics motivated him to work with Republicans to open up more fields to released felons.
And what it does is it brings down the occupational barriers, the licensing barriers for people to find employment after prison.
Walkinshaw worked with State Senator Mike Padden, a conservative from Eastern Washington, to craft the legislation.
And I will say, the first year we introduced it, it didn't get very far. But after, 3 years of perseverance, we were able to find a compromise that is now being implemented across Washington state.
One area of compromise was how eligibility would work for different crimes. The law does not apply to sex offenders, for example. Walkinshaw also worked with Republicans to pass Joel's Law, named for Joel Reuter, who was shot by police after his family's requests for help with his mental illness were denied. It gives families the ability to petition a judge if their relative is denied hospitalization while in crisis. Speaking at his campaign headquarters in Wallingford, Walkinshaw says these laws show his ability to work across party lines and build relationships.
We need to elect leaders who don't accentuate the partisanship in our country, but who are able to bring us together. And that is why the vast majority of colleagues that work with both of us in the Washington State Legislature have endorsed me. It's why the majority of the Seattle City Council has endorsed me in this race.
It's been difficult for voters to draw many distinctions between the two candidates because they embrace many of the same values and positions. On a recent weekday morning, both Walkinshaw and Jayapal campaigned before members of a men's civic organization based at Seattle's First AME Church. Walkinshaw noted that the crowd has a choice between two great progressives for their congressional representative. Retired attorney Lem Howell said he's concerned about the lack of prosecutions around police shootings, starting with the case of John T. Williams in Seattle in 2010.
When John Williams, who was a little wood carver who was intoxicated, was walking down the street with his little penknife, and an officer just came and said, drop the knife, and she bang, 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 shot him. We're told by the prosecutor there's absolutely nothing he could do because the state law requires malice
in order to convict a police officer of wrongdoing. Walkinshaw says that malice requirement makes Washington state an outlier nationwide. Both he and Jayapal sponsored legislation to remove that language, but it didn't pass. Jayapal told the group their best hope is through a ballot initiative.
It's tough. There's not a lot of money in that initiative right now, but I would really urge everybody in this room to help to do what's possible to move that initiative forward.
She also touched on some of her proudest achievements as a state senator, like legislation to train people for ironworking and other types of construction jobs.
I am proud that even in a Republican-controlled legislature, I have been able to pass legislation that invested millions of dollars into pre-apprenticeship programs, specifically for people of color and women to get jobs in the transportation sector. Those are the kinds of jobs that we are finally going to get our folks into.
Back at her campaign office on Western Avenue downtown, Jayapal says she had to win over lawmakers opposed to targeting apprenticeships to specific groups.
I don't believe that you get trickle-down equality. I think you actually have to target resources at specific populations, low-income populations, people of color, women, in order sometimes to get the benefits to really accrue to those folks.
Another bill she's proud of, improving Medicaid reimbursement for women's long-term contraception. In that case, the Republicans she worked with were leery of getting into reproductive issues. She says ultimately they supported it on the condition that she not loudly declare victory.
The big compromise was don't talk about it too much and don't make it a big issue on the floor.
With so many issues in common, Walkinshaw has tried to distinguish himself as the truly local candidate. He's criticized Jayapal for the money she's received from outside Washington state, partly through fundraising appeals from former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Jayapal responds that her average contribution is $25, and she says she does envision a role in Congress that goes beyond the 7th District.
United States Congress is a national role. You make policy for the country. A local politician would be the city council.
Waukesha lives on Capitol Hill. He's noted that Jayapal does not live in the 7th Congressional District. Jayapal says her Columbia City home was in the district until the lines were last drawn when it was placed in the 9th. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.